Colder temperatures will occur across the U.S. Midwest this weekend, with some bitter cold temperatures likely in the upper portions of the region. Eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and some immediate neighboring areas will fall into the negative teens and perhaps as cold as minus 20 degrees near the Canada border as we get into the Friday and Saturday morning time periods. The colder air will work its way through the rest of the eastern United States as we go deeper into the weekend. There is going to be frost and freezes fairly deeply into the southeastern part of the country, but I think Florida citrus areas will not see temperatures much colder than 30s. We'll watch that real closely, but at the moment I can't get too excited about a threat to the citrus crop. The winter wheat that's produced in the lower parts of the Midwest should also not be hurt by the cold weather coming up. Extreme lows in that region will probably get down to some single digits and teens, but that's as cold as it will get. And we do expect a little bit of snow, mostly a dusting, to occur across some of the Midwest as the colder air pours into the region, mostly tomorrow into Saturday morning. The hard red winter wheat country will likely see a little bit of precipitation as well. Right now, the forecast does not generate major storms for that region, but there will be enough light precipitation to maintain status quo on moisture conditions across the region. The first disturbance will occur today and tomorrow morning in the southern plains. This will be a wintry mix of moisture that probably won't be more than a couple tenths of an inch. In fact, a lot of areas will just see a few hundredths of an inch of moisture. That will be followed by a larger system, which will occur early next week. This will impact most of hard red wheat country at one time or another, Sunday into Monday, and it will occur as a rain, freezing rain and snow event, and likely produce upwards to maybe 35 hundredths of an inch of moisture in some areas. The greatest precipitation will occur from West Texas into parts of eastern Kansas. Wouldn't surprise me to see some local totals getting up close to a half inch. Another storm system may impact hard red wheat country as we get into the middle part of next week. The system is a little weaker today than suggested yesterday, but still an opportunity for some rain, and rain changing to snow will occur across a part of the region. That storm system may have a greater impact on the Midwest, where we'll probably see those temperatures warming up briefly and then cooling off as the storm system moves across the region. We could end up with a band of some significant snow from parts of Iowa, maybe a portion of northern Missouri up into Michigan. Again, this is the mid to late week next week. Nothing too much in the way of exciting weather will occur in the heart of the Midwest until we get to that point in time. In South America today, it looks as though Argentina is going to have a dry weather biased pattern prevail for a big part of the next 5 days. Some scattered showers will occur next week in the southwest. The precipitation is not going to be heavy, and most crops will continue to develop favorably because of the rains that have occurred already in the past week. Temperatures in Argentina will be more seasonable than they have been in the past, but they will turn a little bit warmer as we get into next week. And the next big storm system slated for Argentina will hold off until the end of next week. Across parts of Brazil, we'll see some rain in the driest areas in the south here today into tomorrow. The precipitation will be certainly welcome. It's probably not going to be quite heavy enough to sustain an improving trend there for very long, but whatever precipitation occurs will certainly be welcome. Drier weather will develop for the latter half of the weekend into early next week. Some scattered showers briefly during midweek. Another high-pressure system will come into southern Brazil for 3 days, Wednesday through Friday next week, to suppress rainfall and allow temperatures to heat up once again. And then the next opportunity for rain of meaning may occur after that, sometime in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, or shortly thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.